As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Is there a story that your family tells every year? Usually it's around like some kind of milestone, like a holiday. But is there a story every year, if it pops up on memories or Facebook memories, you're just like, oh, got to retell it. Just can never live it down. 314-531-9898. For me, it's the infamous Boathouse memory.
Oh, yeah.
I know this one.
Easter looks different for me. If you missed it last Easter, I went to the Boathouse, which is in Forest Park, and right there on the dock, you can throw out some fish food to the fish. You can feed the ducks. The kids love it. And so I was holding my daughter, who was probably like she was like 10 months at the time.
She was itty bitty back then.
Yeah. And so I had her like, you know, curled up like a football, and I went to go grab either my phone or just move my keys or whatever it was. And my car key flipped out of my pocket, and it literally flipped right into the water. Bloop. And I saw it. I saw it directly where it went in the water. So I thought, well, this water is not that deep. I could just jump in real quick and grab it. So I put my daughter down, threw off my clothes, yeah, and my boxers, and jumped right into the water. Just went for it. Could not find it. I'm diving underneath the water. And these people were showing up in their Easter Sunday best. So now every single Easter, it's the running joke. My family, Dad, don't jump in the water. And literally as we were walking up, my son's like, don't do it again. I'm like, guys.
They got no faith in you.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And do you know, like, the Boathouse put up that fence now? And my son even goes, Dad, I really do think they put up that fence because of you. And I do. They put up a fence.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I think people were jumping in the water, a.k.a. not people, me. I jumped in the water.
Yeah, you're that guy.
Yeah, there is a plaque on it that does say this fence is because of Brett Meggs.
You know what's so funny? It's like my dad made that same joke, Kevin. I was like, hey, we're going to go back to the Boathouse again. My dad's like, do they have that plaque for you? I'm like, this is the story I will never live down. Every Easter for the rest of my life, it'll be, did Jesus move the tomb and did Brett jump in the water?
Right.
Literally.
This is the two stories that every Easter people are going to tell. And it's because it's all, like, I feel like I could get away with it maybe if
it wasn't on a holiday.
I'm hoping. I don't know.
I think that that's part of it.
But every Easter now, this is going to be the story that is told. But I feel like families have that story where everybody has a story. They'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah. For me, it's probably every time we go on vacation or like fly anywhere, my family brings up the time that I got the resort shut down in Mexico.
I was going to bring that up for Hannah, yeah.
So now every time we travel, they're like, well, don't let Hannah literally ever out of your sight because I was in Mexico and I fell asleep outside when we were supposed to be leaving and my family couldn't find me. So they had to like call security and shut down the entire resort and like have the police come because no one could find me. So now every time we go anywhere, that has to be brought up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my mom actually gets mad. She does not think it's funny.
You're traveling for work Saturday with AB.
Yeah,
AB, bring
so
it up.
I love hearing that reminder.
Bring it up. I'm on the flight. Yeah. Hey, don't get the cops called on us. Yeah. Yeah. Fall asleep.
Yeah, but I think it's vacations and holidays. Like, it's not me, thank goodness, but it's actually my mom. it is what my older brother refers to as the brown bag Christmas.
Oh!
It is the year that my mom was pregnant with my younger sister, and every gift at Christmas, with the exceptions of Santa's, were in a brown paper bag because my mom had such bad morning sickness, she didn't have time or to wrap any of the gifts. So every Christmas when we get together, it's always, you guys remember the brown bag Christmas?
Yeah. I thought it was a throw-up story because my buddy, his brother, threw up on the first day of school ever and right into the teacher's like hands.
Oh!
She like caught it. And he will never live it down. I know this story.
You don't live down throwing up in elementary school.
No.
People remember that.
That's like how you're known forever.
Yeah, everyone knows it. And I was just talking to somebody who knows him. He's like, oh, I know DJ. He's the one who threw up in the teacher's.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, bro. Like, that's the story. No one lives it down.
It's true.
Is there a story in your family that you guys tell every single year like clockwork? 314-531-9890. What's the story for your family that you guys tell every single year? Guys, remember the time that Brett jumped in the water without any clothes on for Easter? Yep, everyone does because I'm an idiot and did that. And now every single time on Easter, my family brings it up. Oh, don't jump in the water again, Dad. My four-year-old kept saying, I got it, bro. Although I would, if I had a chance to do it again, I don't regret it. I would have gone for the keys. My keys fell out of my pocket at the boathouse, went right into the water. So I jumped in to get it right in front of everyone. And now it's a story I can't live down. What is the story for you that every year people tell it? 314-531-9898. Alex, what's the story for you?
Oh, man. You know, for me, it's just really, it's not holiday specific. It's just whenever the entire family group gets together. It's remember Alex's prank calls, the Dugan.
Oh, man.
Did you have to go to,
didn't you go to court on that, didn't
I did. I had to go to court for telephone harassment.
Wow.
Because Alex called somebody and said Dugan so many times.
Mm-hmm. Always said it was Dugan. It was harmless. You know, just a nice
apparently
little.
Apparently not.
Yeah, right.
Dugan.
Dugan.
Now it's a made up word that is whole.
Ruining lives.
Yeah,
apparently.
Cops came to the police officer came to my house. We had called this man quite a bit and got an awesome reaction.
You were committed to the bit.
Yeah.
No, we were fully committed to it, and it lives on today.
Did you star 67 that?
Yeah, we did. The only
and
reason
you
I got caught.
Busted?
Well, one of my friends called and didn't block the number, and then we called him a snitch.
And then it opened up.
Yeah.
Because then
I bet you aren't friends anymore.
You know. There were other
you
things.
Got him. It'll never be the same.
It'll just never be the same. Yeah.
He's only friends with Dugan.
Dugan lives on.
Carolyn, what's the story for you that you guys tell year after year, every single time you can never live it down?
Yes. So right after all the Gabby Petito stuff went down, me and my fiance went to Colorado to go hiking. And I told my mom, I'm like, hey, we're going up into the mountains. I'm not going to have service. We'll be headed home sometime tomorrow. I'll let you know when I'm headed home. Well, because I did not reach back out to her by noon, she sent the park rangers looking for us.
Oh!
And now anytime anybody in the family doesn't answer by noon, we're like, don't make me send the cops after you.
The park ranger.
That's funny. You and Hannah are both the same. You guys got cops called on you just for taking a vacation.
Just for living.
Yeah. Just for Avi, you have a story?
I have one I kind of forgot about. It was Christmas dinner one time, and my family was in Sanibel Island. And so, like, we cooked all the food, we were all ready, and then there was a terrible storm and all the lights went out. And we were like, oh my gosh, what do? We go shelling a lot, so we all had headlamps, like, handy. So we ate the entire Christmas dinner with headlamps on.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so we will always think back and be like, that is so funny. And then at one point, my grandpa, like, he was, like, so concerned the lights were off. We're like, Grandpa, like, who are you? Do you think you're calling, you know, in the middle of dinner? He's like, 911. We're like, you're calling 911 because the lights went out? He was like, yeah, they'll be here soon.
Oh, my gosh.
We were like, the whole, like, island, the lights are off. I think they know, but.
Every Christmas, you guys using the
headlamps.
The headlamps going on.
Yeah.
It ain't Christmas dinner without the headlamps. We're still commercial free all morning long here on the Brett Megha Show. It's Y98 St. Louis.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.